have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate, too.
I would like to try a tomato plate.
I would, too.
This song is so great that I would like to have this song played the minute I open my automobile door.
I fix your thing.
Thank you, Kim. This is the Walt Bodine Show. I'm Charles Ferruza here with you today. It's a beautiful Friday. Friday.
It's a good Friday.
I have to keep reminding myself of that because I guess I'm going to have to go out for some good fish tonight.
Yes, you are.
And maybe, do you have a fish sandwich on your list for later, Emily?
I have some fish recommendations for you later, Charles.
Okay, good, good.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch here with a bevy of beautiful female restaurant critics. And let's start with Christine Basica.
I am Chris Basica. I write for Ingram's Magazine.
And the beautiful Mary Block.
And I'm Mary Block. I write the restaurant guide for the Kansas City Star. I have a blog called Around the Block KC, which is at aroundtheblockkc.com. And I'm on Facebook.
Emily.
And I'm Emily Ferris. I'm the food and restaurant contributor to eldecor.com. And I have a brand new project called feedmekc.com. It's a website and a podcast. And I have Charles Ferruza as my most recent guest on my podcast.
And it was fun.
It was really fun.
I can't wait to hear it.
Walton.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I wonder.
I wonder, too. I wonder about the meaning of life at all times. But usually I'm thinking about something to eat.
About what?
Something to eat. I always want to eat something. Usually, unfortunately for me, I want to eat a piece of chocolate cream pie at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, boy. Is that good or not?
Not so good for my figure, it isn't. Those 3 in the morning treats seem to, just stay on you. And Mary Block is also considering starting a new blog. It's called The Mother of the Groom.
Aww.
How to live through
They
it.
Would love that, wouldn't they?
Detail by detail.
Yes. I think that's a blog that has not been taken yet, Mary.
Yeah, I think there's a reason for that.
Perhaps, though, we need a good catering rating system here in Kansas City. Could rate all the wedding caterers and all the cake.
That's true.
Since she doesn't have to hire any of them, why not? She can't offend anybody. Anyway, you are here with us on The Walt Bodine Show. We are going to be taking your calls pretty soon. And I'll just go ahead and throw out the number at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And you can email us at The Walt Bodine Show. That's all one word, Walt Bodine Show at kcr.org. Christine, let's jump into the fray. And what do you have for us today?
And we rhyme. Yeah,
I'm trying to do that all
the
time.
Yes, okay. A place that is not new, but I have not been there and finally got there for St. Patrick's Day, actually. Renee Kelly's, which is the castle on Johnson Drive.
There's a story behind it that it was that castle, it's really sort of a limestone mansion, was built, in the 1800s?
Yes, and it was
before there even was a Johnson County.
I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. And it was also a place of, how shall I put it, interesting activities for quite a while.
Oh, do you mean like illegal, illicit?
Yes, I believe so. Mm. But Renee Kelly has taken it over. It's no longer illegal, illicit.
Although she's so beautiful, it could be.
It is a very cool place. And we went for the St. Patrick's dinner, which, of course, you guys can't do. But I will say the place is very cool. The food was good. The patio, which she is now keeping open on Thursday nights, starting, I think, sometime here in May.
We should preface this. This is not a restaurant.
It's not a restaurant per se. It is a catering location to have weddings and parties and business things. But she is open some nights, and she does wine dinners, and you can get on her mailing list real easily. But it's Renee Kelly, and if you Google that, you can get on the mailing list, and she'll keep you informed of when the food is going to be when it's open to the public. It's a very fun, different-looking place and very entertaining.
And she sort of has a larger-than-life personality, too.
Yeah, she's a cutie. So, cool place. The other places I've been, I fear fall on somewhat of a theme, and that is happy hour and drinks, dare I say it.
surprise, surprise.
I know. And I hate to,
be predictable.
Yeah. And
I fully support you in your happy hours.
Thank you. But, extra virgin has always had a good happy hour, I think. We went to Gordon Biersch's this week in the Power and Light District, and much to my surprise, their happy hour consisted of a free buffet, which I did not know.
Wait a minute. You know I love that word buffet.
Yes. Well, I know you do. And it was, you know, for a free buffet, it was
what
dinner.
What was on it? Tell me what was on it.
There was salad on it, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
Well, come on, Charles. And turkey sliders and...
turkey sliders? Was that ground turkey?
Yes. And no turkey slime that I could discern.
Oh, you mean pink
slime. Yeah, pink slime.
I happen to be one of those few people that I like pink slime.
Well, you know, pink slime
I'm saying that totally kiddingly. But
well, pink slime, since my husband is in the food business, I have to say that pink slime, unfortunately, it's gotten this really bad name, but it is simply...
Oh, don't tell me there's a positive to pink slime.
Well, it is an ingredient that helps keep hamburger together. I mean, it is beef still. Oh, well, we're not going
to... Yeah,
let's
switch to Sloppy Joe's.
Let's move on. Went to Michael Forbes last night, and they have a pretty fun happy hour. Mostly we had a really fun waiter, but it was...
Oh, I wonder if it was... Oh, God.
Well, fortunately, he didn't tell us his name, so okay. I won't be able to answer that anyway. But the newest place for me as part of that theme was Snow & Company, which is at 1815 Wyandotte.
Do you know that if that restaurant had opened in the 1980s, Snow & Company would have meant a
whole different thing. Yeah. Yes. This is frozen cocktails, and I think it's really smart of them to call them Snow, and the windows open out. And in the summer, I think this is... just a terrific, terrific
place
to go.
Where is this place?
Well, it's right around the corner. Actually, we walked there from Extra Virgin. It's at 1815 Wyandotte. So, you know,
it's
if you're
up from Mildred's
Main,
Coffee House, down from Webster House.
Just around the corner. Okay. Yeah, it's a very fun, cute place with all kinds of different folks to watch, and the drinks were very good.
Now, you said they serve some... sort of food.
They serve some sort of food. They had some dessert stuff there, and they had, and I didn't... I'm sorry, I was not having desserts that night, or food, because we'd already eaten a hefty amount.
Right, but just, you know, I mean, you do have a menu, so...
They do have munchies, but on this particular menu, it is all drinks.
Okay.
Snow cocktails, snow wine, snow beer.
Snow beer?
Snow beer.
What is that?
Well, it is beer poured onto the snow, into the ice thing, so it is...
I don't even know what to think of that.
I have a friend who always drinks her beer on ice, so she'll love that.
Well, I drink, in the summertime, I drink Bud on ice with extra lime. I mean, it's a summer drink. It's very light.
It actually sounds good.
It's very good. Yeah. It's kind of like that lemonade and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, and the only other thing I wanted to mention today, because I just think that this sounds so cool... Chaz is now going to have their third season of the Strings on the Green, the summer concert series that they're doing on Fridays, and that starts May 4th. I'm not quite sure how they do it, the window's now open. You know, you can kind of get on the front end of that.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's where it is, but it doesn't...
Ask Charles DeBlang to call in.
Yeah. I think it sounds like a really fun way to listen to some good music and eat some good food.
Yeah, okay. Strings on the Green. I just want to know where the green is.
There's
okay.
no beans either, yeah. But I just think it's a great idea to bring in live music. I think we need more live music in our restaurants, especially in places that you can still talk.
Very good. Thank you, Christine. Mary, what patch of green have you been sitting on lately here? None.
Yeah. I can't answer that with these restaurants.
Okay.
I was at Le Fou Frog, where I had not been in years.
Oh.
And that is at 400 East 5th Street, just east of River Market. And for those people who have not been, it's kind of a funky place. And you think, you know, classic French, and it's anything but, much more contemporary. And if you go to their website, the menu items are pretty classic, but they have a chalkboard every day. That's just a sampling, and they change their menu all the time. The food was outstanding. There were six of us, and everything was great. The service, on the other hand, left a little something to be desired. We waited an hour and a half between our appetizers and our entrees.
Oh.
So that was...
Do you think the server had not turned the order in?
I don't know what happened. They kept saying it was on the way, but we never got
an apology.
Did
you order something that had to be imported from France?
I don't think so.
Okay. And,
you know, maybe they had to go catch the tuna, but...
I don't know.
Did you get any entertainment in between?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Carter, the
yes.
pastry chef, sang, and we were well entertained.
Okay.
So there was an upside.
There was. Okay. And the food was fabulous. Everything was great. I would go back in a minute.
And they have a great happy hour.
They do. They have a really good happy hour. And a lot of their entrees are half price at that hour, as well as good drinks.
Half price entrees. That's something you don't see very often on a happy hour list.
And it's a limited list. It's not their entire menu, but it's still nice dishes. And I also went to Nara at 1617 Main. And we had two noodle dishes, and I think I'll stick to the sushi. You know, Max, I don't know if Max is still there, but
where?
At Nara's.
Yes, he is.
Well, maybe he wasn't in the kitchen that night. Things were a little bland, but the sushi, as always, was very good. And we were at Extra Virgin also, and I'll talk about the food since you talked about the drinks. They have a nice spring menu. The best you've got to try is this roasted broccolini with burrata and olive oil. It was fabulous. And then they always have grilled octopus, and this is a more springy rendition of it.
It was great. Pink?
What's that?
I said, is it pink?
Pink. It's just lighter. They have radicchio.
Very good.
Yeah. And a couple
they have a fun patio if you want to eat, you know.
Oh, it's
now,
great.
Now that the temperature is very June-ish.
That's right. We'll have to have our annual patio show here pretty soon.
I know
soon.
It, yeah.
And then a few announcements. The Good You food truck is still traveling the streets, but they also have put down some roots at the Czar Bar, which is at 1531 Grand. And they have an expanded menu. It's not just what they serve off the truck. And the small plates look really good.
Are they going to keep doing the truck thing?
Yes, they're going to do both. And Capital Grill has a new spring plates menu, three courses for $18 at Capital Grill. That's pretty good. And it includes things like lobster roll and a tenderloin sandwich.
Is that for dinner or lunch?
It's lunch.
Lunch, okay.
Lunch only. And finally, just a reminder that Forks and Corks, which is a great benefit for harvesters, is on April 26th this year. So go online and get your tickets.
All right. Miss Emily, where have you been?
Well, I have gone to the Boot a few times at 415 Westport Road. I know, Mary, you've been, and Charles, you've been. Yeah. Have you been?
No, I haven't.
You should try it. I really like it. It's really...
There's a place waiting for you at the bar. There's a little plaque.
Do I have my own
Chris Basica will be sitting here.
I'll wave to you from the communal table in the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, I really
that's
like
fun.
It. Yeah, there's a big, long communal table in the middle. So this is Italian food by the people who do Westport Cafe and Bar. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. I really liked the food there. I wish it would have been a little... more seasoned, but I think the food was prepared very well and plated very well. They have a variation of meatballs you can try with different sauces, a standard regular beef meatball, a spicy pork meatball.
I loved that spicy pork.
Oh, it was really good. I forget the other. Their menu isn't up online. They don't have a website yet, but you can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/theboot-ristorante.
And their menu is on Facebook.
Yes.
If you go
And I had an arugula salad, which was really good. It had shaved Parmesan, white beans, and risotto. So it's very good sort of small plates that you should share.
Mm-hmm.
I did find a cocktail there that I have fallen madly in love with.
Which is?
It's called the Number 4. I've gone back for the cocktail 4 times. The Number 4, and it is bison grass vodka, which is a vodka they infuse with lemongrass, pepper and cinnamon simple syrup, fizz, which is club soda, and cream, so half and half. And it's served over crushed ice in a wide mouth mason jar. So all of their special...
It sounds a little bit Italian, a little bit country.
That's why I like it.
I think that's a song.
Yeah. And they have 7 cocktails, and they're all the number 1, number 2, onto number 7. And,
I wonder who invented all of them.
A man named Bronson, a bartender named Bronson.
Okay. I think that was a movie, actually. Okay. Yeah. All right, very good. What else have you been to?
Well, I recently found myself out in Independence. That's where I grew up, at the Bass Pro Shop. And
Were you and your boyfriend Kyle looking for sporting goods? You just happened to be there?
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to work at a summer camp. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's a terrifying
Did you
thought.
Call him my boyfriend, Charles? You spent a whole episode calling me the newly engaged Emily
Yes, I'm
Harris.
Sorry. Forgive me. Kyle, your fiancé.
Okay. So looking at some... camping chairs and things that I can use to keep bugs away while he's away. So there happens to be a fish restaurant inside the Bass Pro Shop.
I'm eager to hear this because have you two eaten there?
I have eaten at the Bass Pro Shop on the
On the other side of town?
Yeah. Uncle Buck's.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I forgot the name. What a surprise.
And Mary?
No, can't say I have.
You know, it's been several years since I've been there, but I thought it was kind of a blast because you're eating in the middle of this sporting goods store. And when I ate there, the food was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's good food. And it's more about the experience, definitely, because, yes, you're in the middle of this huge sporting goods store that should have its own zip code, and the restaurant feels just as expansive. The tables are big. There's a giant fish tank that separates the banquet room from the bar. There are fish all over the walls and palm
dead
trees.
Ones, yeah.
I think they're wooden. and it's the kind of place where if I had 17 kids, I would probably feel comfortable taking them.
Obviously, you've not had children. 17 kids mean they all want something from that store.
Yeah. But they, you know, there were lots of families there. I think we were probably the only people there without kids. I think it's probably a really great place if you're going to an event at the Independence Event Center or something. It's right by there at 291 and I-70. And we had really good food. We started with the fried crawfish or crayfish, depending on
where
how you
from.
Want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They were really good. It was sort of like breaded in almost a funnel cake batter.
I'm into that.
Yeah, okay. It was really good with a nice sweet sauce. And the salads were good. And then we had the East Coast platter, which was all deep fried everything, soft shell crab, clam strips. And then as grilled skewers with shrimp and sea scallops over rice and broccoli. It was good.
Hmm. I don't even know what to say. It sounds so delicious.
And it is soft shell crab season now.
Yes, it is.
Everything was good. It wasn't the best seafood I've ever had. If I were going out to a nice seafood restaurant,
I certainly wouldn't go there. On a scale with maybe Red Lobster in the middle and McCormick and Schmick's at the top and Captain D's at the bottom, where would you put this?
I have not eaten at Red Lobster or Captain D's since I was a small, small child.
Believe me, it hasn't changed at all since then.
Okay. They don't have cheddar biscuits, but their white bread comes out with sugar sprinkled on top.
Oh, you lost me right there.
Let's see. So if we're going to call Red Lobster a 4 and McCormick and Schmick's a 10, we'll call this a 6.75.
Okay.
Do you need to subtract points for all those kids?
It was easy to block them out. It was a big space.
Okay.
Yeah. And, our waitress was just the nicest woman in the world who made our experience just amazing.
We love her already. This is the Walpole Dean Show on KCUR, and we are here with three restaurant critics. We are talking about food, and this is the time where you can join the conversation. Tell us what you have eaten lately that you love or maybe not love so much. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888, or you could do what no one else has done so far today, is send us an email to walpodeenshow@kcur.org, because we like to see your emails, and sometimes it's easier. Someone has already written in. Matt writes, where in Kansas City can I find I don't even dare attempt this, but Mary, maybe you have heard of this, a tortas ahogada, a drowned sandwich?
Oh, that Indios Carbonitos, the food truck has one.
Okay. Have you had one?
I have.
So why don't you explain to us what a drowned sandwich is?
It's shredded beef, and it has beans, and it's usually got avocado, and it's on a roll, and then it's smothered in a spicy tomato-y sauce.
So is this the kind of sandwich you have to eat with a fork?
You really do.
Okay.
Yep. And that Indios Carbonitos. Sorry, Adrian. I know I just butchered that name. But they do a good job of making one. And that reminds me that the food trucks in the Crossroads, they're doing that food truck stop. And tonight is their first night out.
The truck stop, yeah.
The truck stop at 21st and Washington, 20th and Washington.
Actually, I want to put a shout out to my friend and coworker Jonathan Bender. Put a post up on the Pitch's food blog, which is called Fat City, and it's at pitch.com. But he put up where you can find what trucks are going to be there tonight and where you can find the location.
And they have a beer garden now, and they're going to have live music. So they've really stepped it up since last year.
Great. Okay, another question. And by the way, the phone lines are starting to fill up. So if you would like to talk to us directly, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. Todd writes at walpodeenshow@kcr.org. Todd writes, has the panel been to La Sala's Deli on East 5th lately? I used to go there, and it was great. Have not been in a while.
Have not.
Is that down in Columbus Park?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went like 2 years ago and got a sandwich, and it was very good.
Oh, the sandwiches are delicious. And by the way, that's a good segue to tell you that in the second half of this show, we are going to do an all-sandwich 30-minute segment talking about the best sandwiches you can find in Kansas City, and our panelists all have lists. I will say that I have not been to La Salle's Deli in a long time. I need to go back. I'm a big fan of Pandolfi's Deli, which mm-hmm. is on Campbell, I believe.
Yep.
And maybe 5th and Campbell, right near the Holy Rosary Church, because it's in an old funeral home. Mm-hmm. And the sandwiches there are delicious.
Well, and just up the street is Happy Gillis, and they've got great sandwiches,
right,
too.
Right, right. They're both on 5th Street. Just mm-hmm. I think Happy Gillis is several blocks east of Pandolfi's. Anyway, we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. And let's go to let's go to Greg. Greg in Kansas City.
Yes. How are you?
Very good, Greg. What do you want to tell us?
I heard you mentioning forks and corks, and I had just mailed in my money for Evening in Paris at Academy Lafayette. And since it's Good Friday, you should mention I feel blessed that both of my teenage children were able to go to that fabulous school, Academy Lafayette, and it's their annual benefit. And the chefs include Rene Beaulieu from Andres and Mano Raphael from Le Feu Frog this year, and Emmanuel Longled from Aixois, and a lot of the Pot Pie Chef and so forth. It's
Greg,
an extraordinary event.
Greg, does that benefit?
Of April.
Does that benefit? This would be easier for, I think, our listeners. Does that benefit have a web page that they can go to?
Yeah, it is. Hold on a second. It is eveninginpariskc.com.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Greg.
And then also, I while they're not open for breakfast regularly, Grand Street Cafe, I was at a private event, business meeting earlier this week at Grand Street for breakfast, and it was great food and fabulous, as always, service. And that's so sort of something people don't think about, but they do breakfast too if you want to have a private deal.
Yeah, I was sorry
brunch
that they,
on Sundays.
Yeah, they do have a good brunch, and I was sorry that they stopped doing breakfast because they had a really good breakfast, but I guess they didn't get the business. But and I was just at happy hour at Grand Street too, as a matter of fact, and it was fabulous.
You know, Grand Street has a pretty good Sunday brunch, yeah. I will say. And speaking of breakfast, I don't know if I mentioned yet on the air that I wrote a blog post yesterday about Mama's on 39th Street closing. I happen to prefer that location as Nichols Lunch. I was one of the few people I liked Nichols Lunch. I liked it a lot more when I drank, but I thought Nichols Lunch was sort of an iconic late-night diner.
It was definitely a place.
It was definitely a place.
Yeah.
And the service was definitely wild.
I loved watching him make toast. I did love that.
So the waitresses had to make the toast.
Yeah, the waitresses had to make the toast, and they would run back and forth. And
let me tell you something. As a former Hash House waitress myself, who had to make toast at a pancake house that I worked at, that is hard because the toast has to be served hot.
Right.
And it has to go immediately to your priority list. I don't know how we got on the subject of toast. But, Mama's on 39th is gone with the wind. I hope something moves in there. Let's go to – is it Dave in Wyandotte?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on what you were saying there about the Good You and Debbie Kelly. Hooking up there at Czar Bar for lunch through late Tuesday through Saturday. I guess Saturdays it's just evening food, afternoon evenings. But tomorrow she's going to be out at the Kansas City Food Circle Expo serving right out of that mobile eatery she's got.
I think you also call that a truck?
Yeah, no, she's got a trailer.
Okay.
They call it food trucks, but she's got a nice black trailer with this great logo on it. It's a pea pod on wheels. It's a great logo.
Okay.
But she'll be at MCC Penn Valley from 9:30 until sellout, 9:30 a.m. During the Food Circle Expo up there.
All right.
Yeah, try that red bean burrito with mole sauce. It's fabulous.
That's right. She'll have sweet potato and red bean burrito. That's the vegan or vegetarian burrito. The world's best hamburger from local beef. I'm not sure which grower tomorrow, but and also a pulled pork sandwich is what she's told me. So, y'all come out and see it.
All right.
Good stuff.
I've never been to that. Is it fun?
I haven't been to. Oh. I've eaten her. That's Kelly Daniels, by the way.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I have eaten her food, but not. I haven't been to that fest.
One of the very, very best hamburgers I've ever had in my life.
So
from
good.
From that truck. Yeah. Okay. I wonder if it's time for a break, do you think? All right. We will be right back. And you are back with us on the Walt Bodine Show. I'm Charles Ferruzza here with Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Emily Ferris. We are all food writers in different venues in town, and we are going to be talking this half hour about sandwiches. I think that's going to be a very lively subject because we already have, I think, 3 or 4 or 5 emails here, people who have emailed their suggestions to waltbodineshow@kcor.org, and the switchboard is sort of filling up here. We've got some sort of leftover stuff, from our last...
Too. Yeah.
What are your leftovers?
Well, my leftover is, and I feel shameful that I didn't mention this, but on April 17th at the Broadmoor Bistro, there is Foodie Fight, and that is...
Probably not as interesting as I think it's going to be, but okay.
Well, it's actually a trivia game about food, but there's the bistro is serving food. It's a benefit for them. A number of great chefs in town are going to be there, and it's on April 17th, and I... think what I will do, because they don't have their own website, I think what I'll do is just send the information here and maybe it can be posted.
All right. Speaking of Christine Basica, who just spoke to us, Melissa writes, this one's for Christine. I took a friend to Carmen's in Brookside for her birthday last Friday. We had the best cocktails I've had in Kansas City. Mine had a punny name that I didn't quite get, but it was a bourbon drink with fresh ginger and cinnamon. My friend had one called Lemon Dropped on Its Head, sort of a martini made with limoncello. For Charles, the Spumoni was good, too.
I'm all,
you know, it's funny.
Thank you.
But you realize, and maybe you don't, but if you're a regular listener to the show, you would know that I'm the only Italian in Kansas City that does not eat Spumoni. I grew up hating it, and it hasn't changed. We will take these Facebook suggestions, but first, Emily, we had to correct. We really didn't mention the name of the fish restaurant.
Well, I'm sure that the fish restaurant in the Bass Pro Shop in Independence will suffice. It is called the Islamorada Fish Company.
So why is the other fish restaurant in the other Bass Pro Shop called something else?
Uncle Buck's, the one out in, is it in Legends, I think? The other Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah.
They have, Bass Pro actually has a family of restaurants. Hmm. So if you go to restaurants.basspro.com, you will find all of their various restaurants.
I love it that they have a family of restaurants. Yes, let's go to David, who's been waiting patiently. David, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Hi, David. What's up?
I've been driving by a place on Broadway in Midtown. I don't know if it's open yet. Something called Wood-Fired Pizza Oven or...
I know what you're talking about. I do not think it is open yet.
Okay. I've been wondering about that. So, okay.
We'll tell you when it is.
Yeah.
I just wondered if it was open, if you had any recommendations. And at the risk of being too catty, I'm wondering if anybody's placing bets on how much longer Michael Forbes will be open.
Oh, that is catty. I don't know. I've got a review coming out. So.
There were a lot of people eating dinner there last night.
I got to tell you, I think people in that neighborhood love Michael Forbes Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I mean, I haven't heard great things, but I want it to work. Something needs to be there that's not a chain, you know?
Well, that would be that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Now, have you actually eaten dinner there?
I have, and it was...
Hey, you know, I'll tell you something, and you probably don't like it, but and I'm not supposed to be eating it, but they have that old – one of their signature dishes of the old Michael Forbes was the fried catfish, and I thought it was delicious.
Mm. I'll have to try it.
So, hey, give it another try. Thanks so much. And let's go to Matt. Matt in Kansas City?
Yep. Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. So, yeah, one of my wife's favorite restaurants is the R Bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the West Bottoms by Kemper Arena.
Right. It's not open every night.
No. We usually go on weekends. They usually have live music, though, and they have a great preview menu where I think it's $35 for three courses. And we've eaten there, I think, about 6 times, and every single time I've walked away just really happy with our experience.
That's great. Listen, I'm all for more action down in the West Bottoms. It's a great restaurant destination, I think. I want to remind you that this is the Walt Bodine Show at KCUR. You can contact us with your suggestions about sandwiches, because that's what we're talking about right now, at waltbodineshow@kcur.org. If you want to call in and talk to us directly, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We are taking your calls. Should we get to these before you get to your sandwich list? Let's get to these emails real quickly. On Facebook, Frank recommends for sandwiches La Sala's on 5th Street in Kansas City. He especially recommends the is it Poor Boy or Po' Boy? Yes, he loves those. Sarah on Facebook, if you make it to Lawrence, Terrebonne, T-E-R-R-E-B-O-N-N-E, Terrebonne Cafe, I have no idea where that is, serves the absolute best Po' Boy, as good as any I've had in New Orleans. Have any of you been there to the Terrebonne Cafe?
No.
If someone has been there and knows the address, I'd like to know where it is. Jennifer writes, I wonder if this is Jennifer Maloney. Jennifer writes, Cafe Sebastian has one of the best Reuben sandwiches. That would be a shameless plug if it was her.
She may be objective. You know.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Okay. And I love this one. Jill writes, some of the best muffalata sandwiches come from Pandolfi's Deli. I haven't been there, but okay. all right, if you say so. Christine, what sandwiches are you going to recommend?
You know, I don't eat that many, but I have been extraordinarily – I was extraordinarily happy with the one I talked about last time, the Reuben at Chaz, which was
– why was that so great?
Because he does the corned beef. He makes it right, you know. It's not
it's real tender, right?
It's not dry. It's – tender. The slices were thick. The bread was excellent. It was just a really, really good Reuben. I've never had a bad sandwich at Happy Gillis. Mm-hmm. Never had a bad one. I think their sandwiches are really, really good. But beyond that, specifically ordering, I think Mary's a sandwich girl more than I am.
I have been eating sandwiches lately. One of my favorites is the smoked beet Reuben at the Rieger. And it looks like a regular Reuben. The beets are sliced thin, and it looks like it's corned beef, and everything else is like a traditional Reuben. It does. But
really?
You feel like it's a little healthier, and it's great. It's wonderful flavors. We were talking earlier about the Boot, and Aaron and Rich, who own the Boot and Westport Cafe, also own Westport Street Fair food truck, and their pork torta is fabulous. They have different fillings, and you can choose to put them in a quesadilla or a burrito or a sandwich, and the tortas are fabulous, especially the pork, really spicy and good. The Cuban at Succotash is traditional and the way it should be.
That is a great segue to our next caller, who I think you're going to be talking about a Latin sandwich. Is this Julian?
Yeah. There's a little place in Overland Park, it's called El Porton. They make this corn flour meal sandwiches called arepas.
Right.
And they are filled with all kinds of, from ground beef to shredded beef, roasted pork. They are phenomenal. They are really inexpensive and really good. They're gluten-free. They're nice and toasty. Oh, amazing.
Where is El Porton?
It's funny that someone should call in about that, because I actually reviewed that this week in the pitch. El Porton is essentially in that shopping strip at 103rd and Row. Directly across the parking lot from Brobeck's Barbecue, if that has any.
And that tile shop.
Right.
And they have a nice Reuben. Cuban there also.
I thought Julian was actually going to be talking about is a Cuban sandwich, but I thought those arepa sandwiches were delicious, and I like anything filled. You know, a filled donut, filled sandwich. I'm
into
it.
Sounds like a great thing too for an office. You could just run in, get a couple dozen, and
pass them out.
Yeah.
El Porton would be a very popular place for Chris Pasica, except it currently does not have a liquor license.
I can bring my own.
They've been working on that for a long time, I think.
Yes.
Oh, have they?
Okay, let's hit a couple of other emailers who have emailed us to at waltbodineshow@kcr.org. Correction on the Brass Pro Shop restaurant name. It's pronounced Ila Morada, and it's named after a Florida key.
Well, there you go. I'm from Independence.
So. Isla. Yeah, it is Isla, yes.
I wondered about that when I came in. I almost called
Isla Morada.
How do you pronounce this?
It reminds me of that old Lily Tomlin sketch when she's talking about her childhood and she's in class. There was water all around the Island, which I used to think the island was Island, too. Terrebonne Cafe, is that what it's called? In Lawrence, is located at 8th and Vermont in Lawrence. The exact address is 805 Vermont Street.
So near Wheatfields, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it says it's adjacent to the Great Harvest Bread Company.
Oh, that, okay.
You know.
But speaking of good sandwiches, Wheatfields is
great. Oh, yeah. Yes. Let's put a big old shout out for that.
And Great Harvest. Great Harvest has great sandwiches.
Yeah, they do.
Is there still Great Harvest in Kansas City? There was one on Knoll, I think, wasn't there, for years?
And it moved to
Corinth.
I was going to say Mission Road and 83rd, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And we are talking about sandwiches right now at this segment of the Walt Bodine Show, and you are allowed to call at 816-235-2888. And someone actually, I'm just going to take this real quickly, Emily, because I know you have a list. Tim and Lawrence.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to call in and say that I really like the it's a turkey sandwich with a cranberry sauce. Delicious. Reminds me of Thanksgiving at Wheatfields in Lawrence. And of course, their bread's just great.
Yeah, the bread is fabulous. That's a great suggestion. And speaking of suggestions, Ms. Ferris, give us a couple.
All right. Well, I know that Mary mentioned a sandwich from the Rieger, but their pork tenderloin sandwich is one of my favorites.
Do they still have it? Is it always on the menu?
It's always on the lunch menu.
The fried pork tenderloin sandwich?
Okay. It's amazing. It's on a brioche bun. And
it's my favorite pork tenderloin.
Pickled beets. So good. Also, I know everyone probably loves this one, but Oklahoma Joe's pulled pork, the Carolina style with the spicy slaw. Some people go Z-Man. Yeah. I go Carolina style.
I'm with you, Emily.
So good. West Side Locals grilled chicken sandwich, tomato jam, bacon, red onion. It's on farm to market rosemary bread.
Yeah.
And I have not had this particular sandwich I'm about to mention, but I promised Kyle that I would mention it.
All right.
Because he eats it a lot.
The fiancé.
It's the Hogtied at Beer Kitchen. It sounds – I don't even know if I could like fit this sandwich in my mouth, but it's Black Forest ham, barbecue burnt ends, smoked bacon aioli, chipotle white cheddar, pickle relish, cider slaw on a grilled sourdough bun.
Well, that sounds
heart
delicious.
Attack sandwich.
Yeah.
Time to find him a cardiologist.
Yeah, this is just one for me, too. Let's go to Dave in Overland Park. Dave, what do you have to tell us?
Oh, I think you guys are missing out at Carollo's down in the city market. Has anyone been there?
I love Carollo's. The number one spicy. What is the number one?
I think it has provolone, capricol, prosciutto, salami, and some spicy peppers on some of the most amazing bread in town.
Who does their bread? Because their bread is fabulous.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but...
is it Roma?
Highly recommend it.
For some reason, I think it's Roma. I hope somebody calls and tells us what it is at 816-235-2888. Mary, did you have something to throw under that?
It reminded me that Jake's Bella Napoli has really good sandwiches, too, over in Brookside.
All right. Mm-hmm. On the other end, O-Town.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to Jim in Lee Summit.
Yeah, I'd like to mention a place in Riverside. It's called Hog Jaw Fritz. That's H-A-W-G. And it's a little barbecue joint that just opened, I think, this past July. And my wife loves their beef tip sandwich, and I really like their brisket. I mean, the meat is tender, and it's very juicy. And
now, Jim, where in Riverside is Hog Jaw Fritz?
It's not far from the Red X.
Is it on that same street? I think it is, actually.
It's not too far from the Corner Cafe there, either.
Okay.
You could see it from the Corner Cafe, but don't go to the Corner Cafe. Go to Hog Jaw Fritz. but they the meat's tender, and they give you mild or hot sauce. Oh, this is my wife's talking.
We hear her,
buns. We really like this place, thank you. It's reasonably priced, so I mean, I really think y'all ought to try that place.
Okay. I think we will, and I think I know who might wear the pants in that family. Yeah. let's go to Joanne in Kansas City.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Great, Joanne. What about you?
I love the BLTE at the farmhouse down on, I think it's on 5th and Delaware.
Now, does E stand for egg?
Yeah, and I've already always had it for breakfast, but I suppose for lunch it would be good too. But they have the most incredible fresh ingredients, thick slab bacon. I do mine, ask for the brioche, which is a soft bread, and fresh tomatoes, and they have just incredible the uncured thick slab bacon and poached egg on it. Mm. And it is just so yummy, probably another heart attack, but, you know, it is fantastic, and farmhouse is so enjoyable and sitting outside. So
and do you know what the address of the farmhouse? It's on Delaware.
Fifth
and Delaware?
It's on Delaware. Yeah, I think that's right.
No, third.
Third and Delaware, third yes. Delaware. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah. You know, can I throw out my secret passion sandwich that I don't want anyone to know that I love?
Oh, good. Mention it here.
I'm going to mention it on there. And it's especially great now that Winstead's is open 24 hours now, so I can get it anytime I want. The grilled cheese on rye sandwich at Winstead's.
Really?
It's my ultimate vegetarian dish.
They're worse vices.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts.
Okay. Why is it so good?
Because it's fast. I don't have to make it myself.
And greasy.
And greasy. Oh.
And crunchy.
I wish they would cut it in half, though. Stella writes, you cannot speak about great sandwiches in Kansas City without talking about the Jack Barbecue or the Reuben at Food, which would mean that they are – oh, Jack Fruit Barbecue, of course, or the Reuben at Food, which is at Summit and the 17th.
They also have a great portobello.
It is great, too. Mm-hmm. For people even other than vegans, both of those are phenomenal. Can't get enough. On Facebook, Mary writes, Happy Gillis, awesome everything. Well, that's a plug.
You know, his Todd's other place, Genesee Royale, has great sandwiches, and they have a fabulous BLT. And he roasts the tomatoes, so you don't have to just go in the summer to have a good one.
Delicious. Yeah. Let's try Chris and Lenexa. Chris, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And you're going to tell us about La Sala?
Yeah. You know, there's two places that I like to go for a good sandwich. I love La Sala's down on, I think it's either 5th or 3rd Street in Columbus Park, kind of around the corner from Happy Gillis and the Vietnam Cafe.
Right, right, right.
And, you know, they use Roma bread and, you know, they're inexpensive. I mean, one of the articles on the wall, Kansas City Star called it a cop stop because that's where the cops go to eat lunch. But, you know, it's a French bread loaf, and you can get it either quarter, half, three quarters, or whole. And they got a rich boy, a poor boy, and a supreme, and it's just, you know, covered in meat, cheeses, and then they put the veggies on the way that you want it. And that's if I'm ever downtown and it's lunchtime, you know, if I'm in the mood for a sandwich, that's where I go.
That's great. And that's also La Sala's in Columbus Park. That's a great shout out to them. Cassie writes, the best sandwich I've had recently is the Bondo's Fried Pork Tenderloin at Nick and Jake's.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fried pork tenderloin topped on an egg bun with cinnamon apples, pit ham, white cheddar, and chipotle mayo. It was awesome. It sounds real good.
Really good. Yeah.
Fattening, too. Yeah. How about, let's see, is this Ed?
Yes, this is Ed. Good morning, all.
Hi.
Well, and I just thought I'd mention in respect of Good Friday, the grilled cheese at Fritz's in KCK is also wonderful.
Oh, is this Fritz's with the Scat Cat delivery system?
Yes, they'll even deliver it with the train to your table.
All right. You know, I think I've had every single thing on that menu except a grilled cheese. So
need to go back?
And our grandson demanded that Grandma and I take him there today, so we're headed that way shortly.
Well, eat a grilled cheese for us. Thank you. You know, it is meatless Friday for most Catholics, and, you know, rather than a fish sandwich, why not a grilled cheese?
A really good grilled cheese with tomatoes and onions.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Really good. How about Clay in Grain Valley?
Yeah.
What's up, Clay?
Johnny C's Deli.
Where is it?
7012 Universal Avenue. It's right off of Front Street.
Okay. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Their double pastrami with provolone on a steamed onion roll is just, you can't beat it. Mm.
Can my friend Christine get a beer on ice there?
I think they serve beer. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Thank you for thinking of me, John.
I always think of you at all times. We are talking about beer and sandwiches, definitely, at 816-235-2888. We're here with Christine Iced Beer Basica, Mary Block, and Emily Ferris. Caitlin on Facebook writes, the croque madame at Westport Cafe, especially late at night. And here's a great favorite of everybody's, the pork tenderloin from Kitty's at 31st and Charlotte.
Hmm.
I love pork tenderloin sandwiches. They don't love me because they're high in cholesterol.
I was thinking of that croque madame. Those are very good, too.
They are delicious. Yeah. Mm. And isn't a croque madame just pretty much the same thing as a croque monsieur?
Yes.
Except with an egg?
Yeah. Yeah.
And speaking of that, can I tell you what my all-time favorite sandwich is? And we may have to do a show just on this particular sandwich. Now that I've completely forgotten it. It's the French sandwich it's almost like on French toast. A Monte Cristo.
Oh, Monte Cristo.
I love a good Monte Cristo sandwich.
Yeah, where do you find one around here?
That's why we may have to do a show on it. But right now we're just talking about sandwiches at...
Leona Yarborough's used to have one of those, right?
Did they really?
Yes, I think so.
Well, you could have it with a prune whip for dessert.
I wouldn't be surprised if Exois had one.
Oh,
I bet they do, yeah. Brent writes, I like the Reuben at Werner's in Mission. It's delicious.
Ooh, that's good. That is good.
Do you give it a thumbs up?
Yes.
Have you ever had the one at Cafe Europa?
No.
That one's really good, and it goes very well with their wonderful French fries. had to get those
that's
in.
That's the important part of every sandwich.
And we are now with TJ from Kansas City. TJ, where do you like to get a good sandwich?
Herrera's Tenderloin Grill.
Is that on Southwest Boulevard?
Yeah, it's like 900-something.
I know they have a good cheeseburger, and they used to be able to get a pig snout sandwich there. I don't know if
you still can. I saw one the other day, but I won't try it.
Oh, everyone likes to eat a gelatinous, ugly thing every once in a while.
Just in case people were hungry, we've now turned that title.
I know. A pork snout sandwich. That's what they're famous for. What do you like there, a pork tenderloin?
Oh, now I go for the double cheeseburgers every time I go.
Really?
And their hand-cut fries. Yeah, and their hot sauce. I drive all the way from Lee Summit for it.
Now that is devotion. Mm-hmm. I say that is totally devotion. All right. Okay. Let's see. Linda Kay says she learned about Genesee Royale in the West Bottoms on our show. We love her for that. Since then, she's in love with her chicken salad sandwich. The pistachio nuts just make it.
Mm, I think that would help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds good.
All right.
You know, someone brought up Werner's earlier, and meat markets are a really great place to get sandwiches. Mm-hmm. McGonagall's has – you can get them from the deli, and then they have that smoke truck out front where you can get pulled pork and other meat sandwiches. And then it's sort of a drive, but Kurzweil's Country Meats off of 71. Mm-hmm. It's just past Harrisonville. Where 71 meets 7, and they do really great sandwiches there, too.
Old Gus, O-L-D-E, I might add. Old Gus writes, just had the pork tenderloin at Jerry's Cafe in Watts Mill yesterday. It was bigger than a dinner plate, and it really is, and really good, and it really is. Have you been there?
No.
It's at 103rd between State Line and Warnell.
Why do pork tenderloin sandwiches always have to be big? Why do they always have to be plate size? I don't understand that. And that's what everybody always talks about.
Mm-hmm. How
the
big
size,
they are.
The taste.
Well, because they do tend to be pounded, and I guess people get carried away with that pounding.
Easier to throw a big piece in the fryer than a small piece.
Yeah, I don't know.
Aaron writes, Barley's Brew House has an outstanding Monte Cristo during Sunday brunch.
Oh.
Okay. And Carl writes, the Bison or Portobello Burgers from McCoy's, which is in Westport. Take your pick. And Brian writes, the Guantanamo at Stewie McBrew's in Lee Summit. I've not been to Stewie McBrew's.
Great name.
Christine is calling your name, I think. All right. And someone's been waiting patiently here. Is it Jared?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Is he from the subway?
Hey. Yeah, I've got every once in a while I get down a mix downtown, and they have this, I can never remember the name of the sandwich, but it's a steak sandwich. It's hot, and it's loaded with onions. I think there's mushrooms on it, too, but it's so savory.
Is this the steak and blue cheese sandwich from the mix?
Yes.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, okay. And you go to the mix downtown, right?
Yeah, I haven't been to the one at Power and Light yet.
That is the one downtown.
The other one's in the plaza.
Well, the one by the plaza.
By the library.
Okay. Yeah, 48th and Main.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's I think maybe their signature sandwich of the mix, I would say.
It's really good.
All right. Anything else anyone wants to throw into the mix, as it were?
You know, I will say Portobello sandwiches came up a while ago, and there's not a lot of food at the Brick that I'm a big fan of, but their Portobello sandwich is very good and goes quite well with their fries.
Classic Cup has one, too, called the Magic Mushroom with goat cheese aioli.
Ooh, I'll have to try
really
that.
Good. Drips the juices drip down your arm. Really good.
Wear short sleeves.
I was recently somewhere where, and I've got to remember where it was, but for vegetarians, they had their version of a pork tenderloin sandwich, but it was made with a portobello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, deep fried. Yeah, great.
Deep fried anything.
Swagger, maybe.
Maybe that was Swagger. You know,